Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this April 20th, 2023. 10:06 on the clock, and you have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, our good friend Lori Huber going to join us, 4-H program educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Looking forward to talking with her, and we got a great conversation we're about to have. We have Lisa Kubas with us. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, James. How are you?
Doing good. How have you been?
Good.
Good to see you. We have Jillian Alekana. One of these days, it'll be your last show, Jillian, and
yeah.
I'll get it right. It'll be the last one you join us for.
Yeah, Alekana.
Alekana. Thank you, Jillian.
It's fine.
Thank
you. I get it biffed all the time.
I will tell you this. I'll never get your first name wrong. My little sister's name is Jillian. So, you know, we'll always get that one.
Yeah.
Real quick, before we dive into the news and notes and everything, two things. Want to say a big thank you to our friends at Nakusa Port Edward State Bank sponsoring the segment. Thank you to them. And I find that I just love when things like align up and everything. The ladies came in, they joined us, we're getting ready here and settled. I get an email update. I just got your newsletter. It just popped up just like 3 minutes ago. I just got the Rome newsletter. I think that's funny. That's just cool how that happened. Do encourage people to sign up for the newsletter. It's a great resource, great way to find out all the cool things going on in the Rome area. Let's go ahead and dive right into this because we only have so much time and we have so much to talk about.
Yeah.
Let's kick things off over at Hoozles on this Saturday, April 22nd. Got a great event coming up.
Yeah. So Hoozles is pretty well known for their live music. This Saturday from 8 to 11 p.m., they will be having Noah Hittner. Hopefully I'm saying your last name correctly.
Yeah, you are.
Okay. Yep. Should be a really great show. Like I mentioned before, Hoozles is really kind of a hot spot for live music.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've joked with the guys at Hoozles before. If they just served water and had the live music, they'd just still be just as popular.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that place is just a perfect atmosphere for live music. So much so that if I can get a shameless plug in, we have Hoozles Rise to Music around here coming back.
Yeah.
We're very excited about that. Encourage people to spread the word about it. Any local bands out there, we want you to sign up. Sponsors, we want you to be a part of it. You can contact Steph Schmidt about that. Just give our office a call at 424-1300. Thank you for letting me get the shameless plug in.
Well, I just wanted to add, too, we could do this whole show on Hoozles and all they have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
If someone was interested to go out to their calendar, they have something going on every single day.
Yeah, they really do. And they're doing it such a good job of, yes, promoting Hoozles, but also promoting others, promoting other businesses, mm-hmm. promoting other live acts and things like that.
Right.
Some really good people, really good work going on over at Hoozles. That is happening this Saturday, live music from 8 to 11. Noah Hittner, it's going to be a good one. Got another great event coming up here Saturday and Sunday this weekend.
Yeah, the races out at Deerecuse are going on both Saturday and Sunday. If you've never been out to Deerecuse for the motorcycle or dirt bike races, it's really something to see. The off-road takes place on Saturday, and then the motocross will take place on Sunday, and that's probably more of a spectator event.
Yeah.
But super fun to watch.
It really is. I love the motocross, but I got to say that off-road stuff is wild. It is so cool to see,
mm-hmm.
Let alone seeing it in person. I think a lot of us have seen that stuff, on computers or on TV or whatever before. It's so cool to see it in person. And what an opportunity. It's right here next to us to be
right.
able to go check that out.
I get to watch it as a mother. My son races.
Nice. So. Oh, that is even cooler.
Yeah,
oh, that would
fun.
Even bring another level to it,
yeah.
I would think.
Yeah.
If people want to know more about that or find up, can they just show up? Do you have to get a ticket or anything?
Yeah, no, they can just show up the day of the event. They can go to the Rapids Angels Motorcycle Club's website if they wanted to know more. But basically the races, they go on all day, probably starting 8 a.m. through, I would say, at least 5 p.m. So.
One of the things that I enjoy that our local libraries do is hosting movies. These family night events are really fun, and the kid movies are great, and gives kids like another theater experience kind of thing. I love the idea of the same thing for adults.
Yeah.
And that's a really cool idea. That's what we're going to talk about next.
Yeah. So April 25th, that's a Tuesday, part of their Movies for Grown-Up series, the Lester Public Library of Rome will be showing Women Talking.
Mm-hmm.
And This film was actually up for multiple awards at the Oscars this year. Mm-hmm. I feel like I said the same thing last time I was on here.
Yes, yes.
So a lot of Oscar nominee films being shown in April, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Little bit about the film. The women of an isolated religious colony reveal a shocking secret about the colony's men that visit.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually inspired by true events.
Yeah. The great Claire Foy is in this. I've seen her a lot on the Queen's Gambit, I believe, and some other things. Rooney Mara is a great young actor, but Frances McDormand. Like, Frances mm-hmm. McDormand, I'll watch anything. If she's reading a phone book, I will watch it. She's one of the greatest actors I've ever seen. It's a great cast. Really, really deep film. Mm-hmm. Was hard to watch in some ways, but not in a bad way. I mean, like, I'm a must-watch kind of film. Just not, I just want people to know going in. You're not, you know, going to be sitting there eating popcorn laughing the whole time or anything like mm-hmm. that. But I definitely encourage people to see that. It's because of the true story element of it, but also, it's just a good movie. It's just, you know, it's kind of with the nowadays, and I watch a lot of the superhero movies and everything too, but it's nice to have a movie. It's just a movie, it is definitely that, and it's free.
Yeah.
You can't beat that. Then Again is happening from 2 to 4 at the Leicester Public Library next Tuesday, April 25th. We have DJ Trivia to talk about now.
Yep.
Love these. This is great.
So we're going back to Hoozles.
Yeah.
Wednesday, April 26th, and every Wednesday until there are no more Wednesdays, I guess.
Yes, basically.
From 7 to 8:30 p.m., we will have DJ Trivia. Always free, always fun. Gift cards for first through third place.
People love competing for this. They mm-hmm. they love the fun of it and everything. And all you got to do is throw like gift cards out there. That gets people like their competitive spirits going and everything. And in a really fun way. I've been to one or two of those in the past and seen those. And it's always just a really fun kind of like a you know competition thing going on. It's a great thing. And DJ Trivia does a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Very.
We have a bird open house coming up over at with our friends at Sandhill Wildlife Area.
Yeah, so Saturday, April 29th from
2 to 4.
Okay, 2 to 4. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think that might be incorrect.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. That I might have just typed that wrong.
Okay.
Oh, anyway. Sorry.
It's okay.
Okay. Yeah, go for it.
I just wanted to mention Sandhill Wildlife Area actually isn't in Rome. It's about 30 miles away, but mm-hmm. just wanted to give a shout out to that mm-hmm. organization. They're doing so many cool things. This one is it's an open house. It's a bird-themed open house
yeah.
to display the many opportunities Sandhill has to offer. There'll be a guided tour. There's complimentary drinks and snacks, and it's free to the public. It's actually from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
We had them join us a little while ago, and we were talking, and one of the things that came of it was some of our listeners telling us, I've heard about this area for years, but I've never been over there. Here is a wonderful idea of a chance to explore the property, of a chance mm-hmm. to get the area, kind of get a bit of a tour, if you will, of this great area, of all the good work, and really get a first-eye look. I almost said a bird's eye view.
Yeah.
A first eye look of the good work, the conservation work that they're doing over there and the vital work that they're doing over there.
For sure. Their programming, it's extremely interesting.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
you go to their website, you can check all the different programs out.
They're going to have, you can explore the property with a guided tour along the Trumpeter Trail or join them for a raptor education group. They're going to, this is all free too. There's all kinds of events going on free event whenever it is convenient. From 10 to 2, you can come to this. There will be a guided birding tour that is also starting at 8 a.m. That'll be $10 for registration. So do keep that in mind. That is one thing that would cost. But otherwise, if you want to know more about this, I would encourage you to give Vicki a call. Vicki is really good at what she does. You can get a hold of her at 715-652-3131, 652-3131. And a big good morning shout out to our friends at Sandhill Valley. Great people over there.
Yep, for sure.
More live music at Hoozles.
Yes. So if you've gone to the bird event, you can do this later.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, 8 p.m. through 11 p.m., they will be having Jordan Bain
yeah.
as their live music.
Jordan just joined us a couple of weeks ago on Director's Cut, one of our favorite local musicians. Jordan's a great singer, songwriter, and really brings it with everything he does. You're going to see him in a show. I don't care if there's three people in the audience or 3,000. He's going to give you the same performance. He's going to give you everything he's got. He's a really fun performer. I think you're going to really enjoy that. Saturday, April 29th, 8 to 11 at Hoosel's at the Lakes, Jordan Bain. We move on. How quickly these things happen. It's May. We're looking at May already. That's crazy, you guys. But more live music. We get to talk more live music.
So Saturday, May 6th, 8 to 11 p.m. at Hoosel's, they will be having Jeffrey Clark as their live music.
Mm-hmm. Again, as I was touching on before, Hoosel's does such a great job of supporting local artists and giving them an opportunity to get on that stage and really do their thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the fun things that we get to do about this is we get to support a local business that's so good at supporting other businesses is in Hoosel's. You go to these events, you're not just taking in these events and taking in some great live music. You're supporting a local business. You're helping them keep doing these kind of things. It's going to be a fun event. Lake Arrowhead has a wine tasting coming up. I feel like we've been seeing more of these. That's a really cool idea. It's really kind of a cool concept to kind of bring back. I like that.
Yeah, so it's actually through the American Legion Auxiliary Unit, number 65. Shout out to them.
Yeah.
From 6 to 8:45 p.m., you will be sampling a hand-picked selection of 3 white and 3 red wines. Also taking home a bottle or a free bottle of your favorite wine at the end of the night.
Mm.
Brushing up on your wine knowledge, being proud that you're helping out local veterans, and being proud that you're 21 and over.
This is
obviously a 21 and over event.
Yeah.
Limited tickets will be sold for, I believe, $40. Yes, $40. And must be purchased in advance at either the Lake Arrowhead Association office, or if you go to our website, visitromewi.com, under our shop tab, there will be a little thing. I think it's a wine bottle. I don't remember what I changed it to, but that's how you can also get tickets.
Yeah, I see it right here. And you just go over that shop thing and boom, it takes you right there. Nice. Also wanted to mention Louis Hickner, the beverage director and level one sommelier, that is a wine steward, is going to be at Sand Valley. He's going to be graciously offering to host this event. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Again, benefiting the American Legion Auxiliary, that first and foremost is very cool. And any chance we can do anything for these kind of things. But this is, especially this time of year where we're finally able to get out a little bit, we're looking for things to do, but maybe you're looking for something new to do or something you haven't done before. How cool is it to not only offer a wine tasting, but like really fine wine, some really good stuff that they're offering. And then you got a guy who really knows what he's talking about, like Louis there and everything. You can have some fun with this, really learn up on these things. And again, the great cause that this is for is first and foremost the most cool thing about it. January 13th, I love this. The first annual anything is always cool, but this sounds so awesome. Let's tell them about this one, Jillian.
Yeah, so Saturday, May 13th, from 1 to 5 p.m., will be the first annual City of Adams Wine Walk to benefit the Adams County Humane Society.
Yeah.
Tickets, just like our last event, are $40 and can be paid through Venmo, Cash App, or local check. The wines are actually pretty local, too, so they'll be offering Fawn Creek, Baraboo Bluff, Prairie Hawk, Narrows Creek, Burr Oak, etc., etc. Delicious apps, snacks, raffles, and games will be also at the event, so it's not just walking in wine. And only 200 tickets will be sold for this event, so if you are interested, feel free to contact Wendy at 608-547-0582 for payment, or if you have any questions.
I'm going to be creating a lot more wine connoisseurs around here and everything with these great events. Both of them supporting such great causes, too. The Adams County Humane Society, they do such great work over there. Big shout out to them. Thank you to them for the work that they do. That's pretty cool. But again, you're also seeing support to our local businesses here with these wine companies and them getting some support, some notoriety, some attention. It's so cool to see these events where they are now. When, you know, when I was a kid, it felt like everybody was doing their own thing. And nowadays it feels so much more like people are working together. People are, hey, you guys, let's do this together. And we'll raise money for this fund or something like that. It's so darn cool to see. That's going to be a fun event. And it's a first annual. I love first annual anything. Those are always cool.
And it could be a whole weekend of wine. Yeah. Friday and Saturday night.
Yeah, yeah. May 19th, the Rome Farmers Market is back for the start of summer.
Yes. So summer has not officially started, I guess, but summer market definitely has. Yeah. May 19th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Join us for live music, food vendors, crafts, produce, and lots of great local goodies. And actually, starting this May 19th, the market will be open every Friday in Rome Town Center through the end of September from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Before that, we had it kind of monthly. Now we're switching back to weekly.
Excellent. Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Certainly good for the people of Rome. You get that great produce. You get all those things available right there in the city. But the our vendors, these farmers, these ag people, that it's so vital to their economy to be able to have these things. Being able to have it weekly, That's two more days than you would have normally, or monthly, or anything like that. Like, it's more opportunities for them to sell. So that part of it is so cool, too. It's not only a great sign of summer, it's just great farmers markets. Like, just hearing that, just saying that, oh, it already makes you feel a little warmer and a little better inside.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday, May 20th, what is this event we have coming up there?
Yeah, so Rome is having part of their spring cleanup. Mm-hmm. We had one a little earlier in April. This one's going to be Saturday, May 20th. From 9 a.m. to noon, we are going to be holding our annual highway spring cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
Attendees can look forward to a raffle drawing for a $100 donation to a nonprofit of their choice.
Nice.
So we'll have three winners for that. A catered lunch at the gazebo in Rome Town Center. And just enjoying the outdoors. Hopefully we're not getting any more snow this year.
Yeah. Everybody knock on wood. Everybody,
yeah.
Right? It doesn't count if we all don't do it.
Yeah.
Again, a great idea that's going to lead to some great work and a great cause, while also, again, getting people outside, having some fun doing that. You're looking at $300 that's going to go to a nonprofit. Some nonprofits or there with those three winners there and $100 each. That shouldn't be taken lightly. That is a really cool thing to offer. And then the idea of helping clean up your city. Like, I can't think of many more things that can create more pride in the person than driving through your town or anything like that and enjoying the way it looks, wanting to look out your window, wanting to bring relatives to your town or friends or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Being a part of that brings even more to it. There's something about when you clean your house or you clean your room or something like that, and you get done and you're tired, but it feels good. Your mind is less cluttered and everything. Your city is no different, and you're able to do that for your city, to be a part of that. It's a pretty cool thing.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite people that I have gotten to meet in this job are the Alex C. Dove people that are part of that foundation. I feel so fortunate to have met them and talked with them in the early days of this when they were trying to get it going.
Mm-hmm.
And I am so dang proud to talk about what we're about to next.
Yeah. So later that day, actually May 20th I guess it runs the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. will be the fourth annual Alex C. Dove Foundation fundraiser.
Fourth annual. Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Throughout the day, enjoy live music, band, raffles, face painting, cabin tours of that property.
Mm-hmm.
The spot game, which I haven't played that. Apparently, it's very big. Yeah,
it sounds
it's
big.
It's very fun.
Yeah,
and
I got to try it. Yeah.
Okay.
Good to know, Lisa.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Now I know what I'm doing when I go back to the office.
Yeah. You got to tell me all about it, too.
Yeah. Beanbag tournament, Bloody Mary bar, fair food, and more. And this annual fundraiser is a way for the community to come together and show their support. And they hope to see you there. I mean, we hope to see you there.
Yeah. First time I ever cried on the air was talking with them and, about this event and about what they were trying to do over there. And these are the early days of them wanting to get that spot out in Rome and do some of these things. And to see where it is now, like, I'm getting choked up just thinking about it again, because it's so... to me, it is the Alex C. Dove Foundation, but it could be so many other names in there. It's such a example of our communities, of the way that not just our communities, but the way our communities are connected, and the way that we, how much better we are and how much stronger we are when we work together. When people in Rome and Nacusa work with people in Rapids and Point and vice versa, like outside of like the high school rivalries we have on football and everything like that, putting those things aside. We don't go, the only way we make it forward is working together. And when we work together as communities, these are the kind of things that can happen. Mm-hmm. It's such cool work that they do over there. A big good morning to them. And wish them a great event. It's going to be a fun one coming up next month.
Yeah, and if anyone is wondering, the Alex C. Dove Foundation provides a respite for anyone with a life-threatening disease. So if you or anyone you know is looking for a place, a beautiful home on a lake for a retreat, that is of no charge to the person with the illness as well as their families.
Thank you for mentioning that, Lisa. I should have added that. Thank you. I appreciate it. Lunch in the wild. That sounds really cool. You already got me. I'm already signed up. It already sounds great.
Yeah, it is. May 20th again, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. will be Lunch in the Wild at Sand Hill Wildlife Area. What does a dandelion salad taste like?
Oh, yeah. Good question.
Yeah. I don't know. We can find out. Join the group at Sand Hill Wildlife Area, where expert botanist Jessica Prindeville, hopefully I'm saying your last name correctly, will lead a search for all the wild edibles Sand Hill has to offer. She will lead us in a short classroom discussion to learn the basics, followed by a guided hike to look for our potential lunch. But also bring a lunch as well as water bottle and bug spray.
Mm-hmm.
Class is limited to 25 participants, and pre-registration is required before May 17th, along with a $10 registration fee per person. So this is, you do have to pay a little bit of money, but it's well worth it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people. I remember talking with, speaking of UW Extension, who's going to join us in a moment, Rachel Whitehair, a lot about the foraging and a lot of that, and how popular that has become and how many people love doing those kind of things. But we worry sometimes about just somebody who's a novice going out there on their own and trying to do this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You have somebody who's a pro like Jessica there to be able to guide you through a lot of these things. That is a much safer and better way to do this, especially if this is something you've been curious about and want to try.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really cool, going to be a lot of fun. That's going to be a really fun event.
Something different.
Before we wrap up, we do want to mention a market coming, the Market Boutique that is opening.
Yeah, the Market Boutique is a new boutique in Rome that is opening April 27th. They're carrying clothing, accessories, and home decor. So come and support a new business in Rome that is in our town center.
Mm-hmm. It feels so good to talk about businesses opening up in the Rome area. Like for as a kid, you didn't see enough of that, you know? And where it is now over in that area, it's just so night and day. And it's so darn cool to see.
Right. I think over the next few years, you'll see a lot of that in Rome.
Yeah, yeah.
With our microbrewery on the horizon, too. So that's exciting.
It just feels like every time we get together, you guys, there's something else like that going on over there. It's awesome to see.
Yeah.
And golf has started.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Golf is back.
The cornerstone of Rome.
Yes.
So just wanted to give a shout out to our golf courses, Lake Arrowhead. Their courses are open. Sand Valley opens Friday, April 28th. And of course, the always fun Papa Bear's Mini Golf is open for the season.
Oh, it's already open. Oh, good.
Correct.
All right. Okay, so I got a couple things I'm doing this weekend now.
Yeah.
All right. You guys gave me stuff to do. I love it. That's great. Yeah, we appreciate the time from you all as much as we appreciate talking about these events and these other things going on. I always like like to take a moment to thank you too, because I know it's a small staff over there, but you guys do such big work and such great stuff. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us.
You can find out more by going to visitromewi.com. That's visitromewi.com. And a big thank you, of course, to our friends in the Coosa Port Edward State Bank sponsoring the segment. Always appreciate them. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk again real soon.
Yeah, thanks, you James. Too.
We'll be back with more Morning Magazine coming up right here on WFHR's Morning Magazine.